Unit 13. Scientific Studies.
Well, Dr. Simons, tell us something about these detailed studies of Egyptian mummies. What exactly went on?
Well, from the 1970s onwards, there have been several studies. And interestingly, they've involved not only archaeologists and anthropologists, as you might expect, but a wide range of other disciplines. Doctors, dentists, radiologists, microbiologists, botanists even in some cases, all working together, using their different skills to build up as complete a picture as possible of what the average Egyptian was like.
Could you give us an idea of where these studies were made?
Yes, well, the best known were made in Detroit in the early 1970s, Manchester in 1975, and Paris in 1976. That's the one I'd like to look at in more detail later on.
Fine. What is the particular interest of that investigation?
Well, partly the personage involved, the only actual pharaoh to be studied so far.
Who was he?
His name was Rameses II, who was known to have been the third pharaoh of the 19th dynasty. But he's not interesting just because he was a king. Some fascinating discoveries were made during the Paris study, some of them rather amusing in a bizarre sort of way, and his body seems to have undergone quite a few adventures since his death. But perhaps first we should get back to the more general discussion of all the studies first.
Right. So what were the main areas of interest?
Well, there were three things, really. Obviously, people wanted to find out as much as possible about the medical condition of the ancient Egyptians. What diseases they had, the average age of death, and that sort of thing. Then, more generally, their physical appearance, height, weight, overall build, even their facial features. And the other thing, which has always fascinated people, was the actual process of mummification. What they did, the substances they used, and so on.
Fine. So perhaps now we could get down to more detail, especially about Rameses and the adventures you said he'd undergone.